The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Sarei Tshuva in Simin Tuf Reish Nun Ches brings a story in a particular town where there was a rich person who wanted to buy a luluf, an esrog, for the chassid with David Kain, who apparently he was the big talmid chacham in that town. So this rich person wanted to buy him a luluf, an esrog, because as we know, in those times, it was not like today where everybody had a luluf, an esrog. Many people did not have, and this person wanted to buy with David Kain a luluf, an esrog. Comes along somebody else, and he raises the price. He also wants to buy this luluf and esrog. So they told him, how could you do that? How could you bid up the price in order to buy the luluf if you know that we are trying to buy it for David Kain? For David Kain, such a gevaldik talmid chacham, you are mechuyev to give him kavod, you have to give him honor, so how could it be that you are trying to snatch away the luluf that we are trying to buy for him? So this person answered that no. Granted, normally, of course, you must give a talmid chacham kavod, but not by mitzvah Hashem. By mitzvah Hashem, we do not give kavod l'rav, because when it comes to doing a mitzvah, a person has an achrayus, a person has a responsibility. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him to do a mitzvah, so how can you go ahead and give it away to somebody else? So this, and the Sarei Tshuva brings, that Rav David Kain likes this answer very much, and this is the rule that he lays down, that when it comes to mitzvahs, you do not give it away, you don't give kavod to the talmid chacham, because it's your responsibility, and as much as you have to have kavod for Hashem, your chiyuv of kavod shemayim obviously is so much more, and therefore when it comes to doing mitzvahs, you do not give it away to a talmid chacham, because this does not have a shaykhus to covered rav, and when it comes to you or the rav doing mitzvah, you take the mitzvah for yourself. The problem is that it would appear from our Gemara not that way. Our Gemara tells us that the gadol shel behem, the talmid chacham among the minions by Kriyas HaTorah, he is the one who gets galila. And Tosfos says, why does the gadol get an aliyah? Because since he's the gadol, kedayu liyitzel schar kenegin kulam. It's right, it is proper that he gets this gevaldige zchus. So from our Gemara, it appears that you do get covered to the rav, even by doing mitzvahs. So the Sefer Leiv Chaim, or Chaim Chelik Beis Simon Tzadik Aleph, brings from his grandfather, the Chichve Leiv, that there he had the following shayla. It was mincha time in shul, and there was only one talis. Somebody owned the talis, and he wanted to give it to the rav to give him kavod. Now apparently, I would assume, back then by mincha, everybody wore talisim, everybody needed a talis. The problem was there weren't any. There was only one. And this person wanted to give it to the rav. So the question was, should he do so or not? So the Chichve Leiv brings the raya from Tosfos, that from our Tosfos it would appear that you do give away your mitzvah to the talmid chacham, but he says it's not a raya. For two reasons. The first reason is because it's only in our case, where everybody gathers together, everybody has a part in this mitzvah. We are all laning. Part of laning means you have galila. Who gets galila? It's shayach to everybody. So when it comes a question of who should get it, we all have a chance to get it. Which one of us has the zchus? Then we say, give it to the rav. But if it's your own mitzvah, and it's a question of giving your mitzvah away to the talmid chacham, that we don't do, and therefore, in answer to that question, do you give away the talis? It would depend. If the talis belongs to the shul, and it's a question of which one of the mispalalim should get the talis, then the talmid chacham gets it. But if it's a private talis, one individual person owns it, and he wants to know, should he give it away, says the Chichve Leiv, you do not give it away, you don't give away mitzvahs, Because when it comes to doing mitzvahs, we don't get covered. You have your responsibility to make sure you do your mitzvah. And he said that from our Gemara, it's not a raya, because it's only when it's a communal mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on everybody, and it's a question of which one to get it, that's where you give it to Tam Chacham, but not if it's your own mitzvah. And the Leif Chaim Agav says another teretz why it's not a raya, because even though Taisus says the reason why you give it to the Tam Chacham is because he deserves to get the biggest honor, he brings from the Rambam that the Rambam has a different chance. The Rambam, when he writes this halacha of giving the Gadol Galila, he says you give it afilu the Gadol, even to the Gadol. The clear implication is that one might have thought that Galila is not so chasim, it's not such an honorable kibbutz, and therefore it's not appropriate to give it to the Rav. The chiddush of our Gemara is no, that Galila is very chasim, and therefore it's appropriate to give it even to the Rav. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this halacha of giving the Gadol, he paskins like Taisus, not like the Rambam, that the chiddush of our Gemara is not that even you give it to the Rav, but rather you should give it to the Rav, because it's such an important honor, and therefore one might have thought, we have a raya, but as we said, it's not a raya, because here it's a communal chiyuv, and that's why it makes sense to give it to the Rav. Now, this we must point out, if we are on the topic of Galila, we have to explain the Galila is not referring to the modern day Galila of wrapping up the Torah. Rather, it's referring to what we call Hagba, picking up the Torah. Which leads us to the next question. What happens during Kriyas HaTorah? We always give Shlishi to the Talmid Chacham. So why is that true? Why do we give him that covered? So we could easily understand according to what we're saying. Because again, by Aliyah, Kriyas HaTorah, everybody has the opportunity to get it. Everybody has the same right. Why? Because the mitzvah that's on everybody. So here we decide to give it to the Gadol. The question is, what's going to happen if someone bought the Aliyah? And this is a Shaila of Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Chashukhe Chemet on our daf goes through. What happens if somebody buys an Aliyah and afterwards in walks the Rav and he wants to give the Aliyah to the Rav to give him covered? Should he do so or not? Because here, even though normally an Aliyah is similar to Al Gemara, it's a communal covered, which means it's on everybody, so then of course you give it to the Rav. But in our case, it's not that way. This Aliyah belongs to this person. He bought the Aliyah. So L'chaira, one might have said, he should not give it away. The same way you normally don't give away mitzvahs, here too also, you should not give away the Aliyah. So point out the Yitzchak Zilberstein that this will be different. Because granted, you normally don't give away your mitzvah. But over here, are you giving it away? What's going to happen if the Rav gets the Aliyah? The Rav makes the brachas, and the person answers Amen. The rule is, Gadol ha'ainam min ha'mavarech, that although it's a gevaldig chus to make a bracha, it's just as good as to make the Amen. So therefore, by giving it the Aliyah away to the Rav, you're not losing a mitzvah. The only thing you are losing is covered. Because obviously there's more covet to get an Aliyah than to answer Amen. Covet that you always give to the Rav. It's only a question of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs you don't give away. But in this case, where you get to answer Amen on the Rav's brachas, it will not be a problem. The Chassam Sefer, in his Pirush on Chumash, in Parshas Kedoshim, asks a very interesting question. We know the famous drasha by Matthias Tamech Beis that Rabbi Kiva darshens from the pasuk of V'chai Achicha Imach V'chayecha Kaidman. You go first, and the case of the Gemara is a question of whose life to save, your life or somebody else's life. Your life comes first. The problem is that we also know the rule, Amar Rabbi Kiva, V'yachta V'reyacha K'maycha Zeh Klau Gobla B'tayra. So it's a stira. Is it that you have to love your friend like yourself, or do you come first? Says the Chassam Sefer, the answer is that Chayecha Kaimin, that's only in regards to Inyanei Olam Hazeh. To materialistic things, Gashmius. The question is, whose life should you save? Which should you do the business deal, let somebody else, all these type of things, chayecha kaidin. But when it comes to the Yani Ruchni, there you say, lehafta reyachu kameicha. And therefore says the Chassam Sefer, if there's a question of should you learn by yourself or should you teach others, says the Chassam Sefer, you should teach others, even if that's going to mean mevatel you from your learning, and because this is the rule of zeh klal gadol b'Torah, v'yahavta l'reyach kamecha, that you are mechuyev to love your friend like yourself, and therefore you can't just learn by yourself, but rather you have to learn with your friend. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Gemara Moshe, Evan Ezra Chizdal, Simon Chavot, a Stalin, is meirich in this, and he argues and he says, abandon not that way, that is, of course, in a Yonei Ruchni, which is so much important, you do say Chayech Kaidman. And he says, it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin Chavtes has a question. Who comes first, you or your son? So the Gemara says, but in regards to Liman HaTorah, who? Avit Mibnai, which means he comes first. You learn before your son learns. So it says in Moshe, if the Gemara is telling us that you have a choice, either you learn or your son learns, who goes first? You go first. So obviously, when it comes to somebody else, someone who is not your son, your learning would go first, and therefore he argues on the Chassam Sefer, and he says it can't be. And he says more than that. Let's say you have a mitzvah. For example, it's the night of Hanukkah, and you only have oil for one person, and you happen to be owns that oil. Are you going to give it away? Says the Moshe Chas V'Shalom. If you have a mitzvah and you have the yechilus, the possibility to do the mitzvah, you have to do so. You can't give it away. What gives you a right to mevatel yourself from the mitzvah? So says the Moshe, the same way we find by mitzvahs that is the repulsion, that you don't give away your mitzvah. If you could do the mitzvah, you are mechuyev to do so. So too when it comes to Liman HaTorah, you cannot be mevatel your Torah for somebody else. Now, as an aside, the Moshe does point out that although we are saying that normally you have to be concerned about your learning, there definitely is a time where you have to learn with other people. Even if you will be mevatel for your own learning. And he brings a raya from a famous story from a Preda, that a Preda taught a Talmud 400 times until he understood. And obviously during this time, the Preda was not learning to his full capability. He definitely could have learned better. And still, he agreed to teach his Talmud. So says in Moshe, you see that you do have to set aside time. Even though you do have to set aside time to learn with others. Now, the question is, how much time do you have to set aside? So he says, L'chayra, it will be similar to Meiser. That it should be a tenth of your time. Then he says, Ulai, that you could go up to a fifth of your time. And he leaves it as a Tzarech Ian. Leaves it off as a Tzarech Ian. How much time exactly you should spend with other people. But the point is that in general, you definitely do have to be more concerned about your learning than others, the same way we find by mitzvahs, you come before your friend and you can't give away a mitzvah in order that your friend to do a mitzvah. Oh, so now just to answer, what is the pshat in the Chassam Sefer? How, the Chayyar of Moshe is right, the Chayyar, everybody agrees that you cannot give away a mitzvah, you can't give away your esrig. So how is it possible that you can give away your learning? So if you look in the Moshe, that I look in the Chassam Sefer, there are brackets. And I'm not sure who exactly wrote it, but in the brackets it says, Mekom Makom Loi Amar Rak Kameicha. When I say that you have to be concerned about your friend's learning because of Hafele Kameicha, it only means Kameicha. Ki Al Yidei Zeh Se Melameh La'acherim Gam Hu Eisa Mitzvah U'mazaka Atmai Vishneim Shavim. Which means to say is that it could be only by learning. Learning is the only possibility where you have a mitzvah. You can give it away, so to speak, by learning with somebody else, and you're still learning. So there, that's where the Chassam Sefer said his chiddush, that when it comes to learning, since you can learn with somebody else, granted, you can't learn better. Granted, if you're not learning with this person, you could learn better. That's where the Chassam Sefer says, treat your friend like yourself. But definitely when it comes to a different mitzvah, if you have one estric and if you give it away, you can't do the mitzvah. Is that v'hafta reach kimaycha like yourself? No, it's not kimaycha. It's more than yourself. You are, he gets more than you. Says the Chasam Sofer, that I would never say. I would never say that you have to treat your friend better than you. And therefore, that's the chayr, the pshat in the Chasam Sofer. We even the Chasam Sofer says that you could give away your learning would not hold you could give away your mitzvah. Because the reason why you give away learning is not because he is more important, but rather he's just as important. So by learning, with that you could do by giving it away and still you get to learn. Also, you learn together. That is where you have a kim of the pasuk of a half of the reyach kamaycha, and that is where, even though that is where you have to give away your mitzvah, so to speak, you could have learned better, still learn with somebody else, the half of the reyach kamaycha. But the chayr, everybody would agree, as we said from the Achronim before, Rav Moshe, and even the Chasam Sofer, that when it comes to a mitzvah, if it's a choice between you or somebody else, you definitely take precedence, even if the other person is a tremendous Talmud Chacham.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.